Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. It is Tourism Tuesday. Travis is already out of sorts.
Golly.
What do you mean?
I feel horrible.
He wants his headsets.
He's, but he doesn't have any.
Right. He's real demanding.
Right. I'm just here to disrupt.
Bougie.
He keeps sending you all these emails.
Beats, man.
I do wear Beats.
But you do this all day, every day.
If it makes you, but if it I makes wear you Beats feel too. Better. If it makes you feel better, I stole these from my wife.
No way.
Even better.
Yeah, they are no so
even
yeah.
better.
As soon as she got the Apple earbuds or whatever, the noise canceling.
Oh, so you really you didn't steal them. You just were repurposing.
No. Because when those go dead, she wants to use these. Oh. And she went looking for them. And she's like, I don't know where my Beats are. And I was like, I do.
Oh.
They're in the office.
You weren't like,
they're
mine now.
They're sitting in my console.
That's hilarious.
I was like, and I'm not driving up to get them right now. So they're going to, and so they've stayed here.
That happens in my household, except it's the reverse. Lindsay takes stuff.
Well, that's the thing is everybody always like the earbuds that I have are not noise canceling. They're like hand-me-downs. Like right. I get all the hand-me-down stuff.
I have wired ones.
You poor soul.
I do have the wire. The wire ones actually when we podcast are the best ones because there's a delay whenever you do the and there's like an echo.
Valid.
Everybody always asks. They go, hey, when I see you on like the YouTube, like you're wearing wired earbuds, and I'm like, yeah,
because they sound good.
Because they're the best ones.
So nothing worse than echoes or you sound like you're in a hole or you know, underwater.
Because everybody goes, well, if you put on the transparent, then you can hear yourself or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, but it echoes, and it's not.
Sounds terrible.
I don't like it. So I do the just the old cheap plug-in earbuds. Everybody always
still
like,
work.
They're like, what do you use? I'm like, the $5 plug. When they break, I go pay $5 more and get some more. I'm good
I
to
love
go,
it.
Steve.
I love it.
Yeah, branded ones. Come on, Steve.
Exactly. So,
get Travis some headphones.
Yes. There's some over here. Travis, he's just not want to be a part.
They're
of
just
the
too
team.
Far away. I don't want to make our guests have to pass them over.
Great segue.
Exactly.
We're bringing back on a guest, Reed Thackerson with Ultimate Frisbee of Opelika. I know we introduced the organization. Hopefully not the sport. Come on, y'all. We gotta know more about the sport. Nothing new to the world. It's not like pickleball all of a sudden became new and everybody thought it was this new thing. Yep. Ultimate Frisbee's been around, but Reed Thackerson and his group have started a league, and it's in Opelika. And Reed, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell everybody tell everybody what it is, reintroduce it to those that are hearing this for the first time.
Or how you got it started, anything like that.
Yeah, so I've been playing and coaching Ultimate Frisbee for a long time, over a decade now, wanted to get a local league started up. So talked to the Parks and Rec Department in Opelika and Auburn, and we landed in Floral Park with Opelika Parks and Rec. And we started last year. That was the first year. It's a summer league, so it's June to August.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And we play every Tuesday night, and it's a great time. We had a great turnout last year. We had 64 people sign up.
Wow, that is awesome.
So we had four teams of 16, and that was just phenomenal for a first year
co-ed of
a program. Yeah, co-ed.
Age what?
Yeah,
16 to 100. Doesn't matter.
Nice.
What does it take to sign up? Like,
so you go on the Parks and Rec website. I think it's $45 for Opelika residents, $50 for non-Opelika residents.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy on their website. Real quick, sign up right there on the online registration portion of their website.
Shout out to Opelika Parks and Rec and those you work with, because that is awesome that, you know, one, you all are organizing that, you know, as individuals. You have jobs, you have families. I know you do because, you know, I think you've got a young one at home. But it's just awesome, the testament of the hard work and then the collaboration, you know, with the city of Opelika and, you know, the small things like providing the registration on the site, it coming through the program, offering Floral Park. And my goodness, if you have not seen Floral Park lately, any listeners, please just drive by there.
Awesome.
It's not fully open yet. I mean, it is functional, but as far as the grand opening, I know is coming with the splash pad, the playgrounds, obviously the turf fields that are out there that Reed and them play on. So that's an amazing space to be able to offer. And you even mentioned talking about Parks and Rec as far as what they're going to offer out there. I mean, even things like concessions.
It's going to be great. It's going to be even better this year. Last year we had the newly renovated Floral Park turf fields with the lights and everything. It was so nice. And going back to what you said about working with the Parks Department, they were so easy to work with, so great. Missy and Jacob were fantastic.
Shout out Jacob Lang.
Yep, that's right. They were super great to work with, made it really easy. We're super eager to, when I presented, first presented the league to them, they were like, absolutely, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we got to do to make it work. And being on those new turf fields is so nice. With the other half of the park being, you know, being renovated, but it's almost done, so it'll be done this summer. We'll have brand new
next
bathroom.
Month or two.
Yeah, very close.
Very soon.
But new bathroom facilities, concession stands offered on Tuesday nights.
I'll ask Joey next week.
Yeah, I cannot visually paint a picture to the audience if you've never A, been out to Flora Park, but B, see what it is now, and it's just it's phenomenal for what it's going to be for that part of the community and for things like this.
Oh, if you lived here over 10 years, you wouldn't recognize it.
I mean, I think
Google Maps
unreal.
Still has the old softball field on Google Maps. You can see it's a big difference.
Yeah, and well, it's also got their inclusive playground.
We've already used it for like Rumble on the Rails, hosted a few games.
Yeah, just the turf. Yeah,
just the turf out there, and it's awesome.
They love it's that, really and awesome. Even the guests for that tournament were like, "Man, we see what it's gonna be."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's gonna be awesome. But I think it's cool because, you know, 64 said
64 people
first year.
Awesome.
You expect any more this year?
I do, which
would mean an extra team, I guess.
Yeah,
or possibly two teams,
maybe two. We have enough room at Floral Park to do three fields, so six teams could play at once. Mm-hmm. Which would be nice.
That just shows the demand. The demand of the segment of more of an adult, you know, I know you say 16 and up, but that, I mean, young adult to adult, and people want to compete or play something that is offered that, yes, you want the traditional basketball and all those things, but the more opportunities that you give people in the community that's growing, right? Mm-hmm. That's why you turn out with 64 in your first year. That's amazing.
I mean, the whole reason behind me, like, getting into coaching lacrosse and everything was just because I missed being a part of a competitive team, and the fact that like I could go sign up for this and I don't need anything other than maybe a pair of cleats, not even that. That's necessarily
it. Yeah, not even necessarily, but
right, and like
please wear clothes and cleats.
It's one night a week, and like as a young adult in the community I could go participate in this.
Absolutely. And
speak to that, Reed, like, because that's what we talked about the first time you came on, was low barrier, right? Like, y'all teach, y'all provide information, no clinics, you know, literally no barrier of like, you know, just speak to that. Because a lot of people, I think, just being around sports my entire career and all types of sports, there's always this sense of like, and I feel it too, well, I don't know about the sport. I don't know. I don't want to go out there and get destroyed or like not know what I'm doing.
Or
so speak to that.
Gear.
Yeah, or it's expensive or something like that.
Yeah, it's one of the cheapest sports you can start playing. You know, like you said, you just need some shoes. I mean, I've played with people that have played barefoot. I would not recommend.
I have seen that actually during tournaments.
But just a pair of cleats. It's really like, and you know, that's all you need.
Yeah. The turf fields in the summer in Alabama, barefoot is bold move.
Well, we start at 6:30 though,
so it's not that hot. Yeah. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Off a little bit. We got lights and everything.
But, okay.
But yeah, I mean, there's very low barrier to start. I did it last summer, and I'm gonna do it a little more organized this summer. But about 45 minutes before start time, I'm gonna have like a teaching session every week, and I have a schedule laid out of like, we're gonna learn this week, this next week. I'm gonna send it out to everybody so they'll know, hey, if I want to learn about playing defense, I'm gonna show up early on this day and learn about that. Teach people how to throw, you know, flicks, backhands, different
plus
things.
There's this thing called the Google Machine and YouTube.
I send out videos every
Ultimate
week.
Frisbee is everywhere. I mean, between showing nationally as far as the leagues, and we just got back from a show and saw the professional leagues, and I mean, it's just a sport. And I think, you know, people realize that there are so many sports that are becoming and are mainstream, and a lot of it just took awareness about it, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's ESPN, the Ocho, social media.
You're too young for the Ocho, aren't you?
Oh my gosh.
That was a real thing.
That's where ESPN 3 and everything else came from. Yeah. Like, that's how all that was spawned.
All right, man.
That's where kickball and darts
and
death diving and all these things. That's where they all came from. Ben said something the other day about our kickball turf wars being hosted on ESPN Memorial Day at Wire Road Soccer, shameless plug. And somebody goes, oh, like the Ocho? And I said, bing. And I was like, you are of an age that you know. And then it was literally like a 38, 40-year-old. So, but no, sorry, digress.
No, you're good.
But yeah, just talk about, you know, going back to how you register. Can't plug that enough. Website, obviously, Opelika Parks and Rec, but just plug some of that, kind of the times, the dates, the mm-hmm. nights that you're competing or the practices.
Sure. Yeah. So registration opened last Monday, the 21st. So it'll stay open for several weeks. I'm posting on social media. We have Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever, Facebook page, everything, where we update everything about registration. But it's open now. It's on Parks and Rec website, Opelika Parks and Rec, online registration, adult events.
No experience necessary.
No experience
right.
necessary at all. Right. We had plenty of people last year that were brand new to the sport fell in love and have told me, hey, I'm coming back this year. I'm very excited.
Love it. Tell some friends.
So tell some friends.
If an old lacrosse guy wanted to play.
Exactly.
Old.
And had Tuesday nights available.
You guys. I'm feeling
one night a week. Tuesday night.
I just wanted to make sure. So that's,
and, you know, it's summertime in Alabama. We know people are traveling and stuff in the summer, so it's not it's not like mandatory attendance or anything. This is a recreational league. You show up when you can. It's part of the registration. Says, hey, estimated how many weeks do you think you're going to show up?
The other thing is, it's a social sport that I noticed over the years, being around it since I was probably, you know, mid-20s, is there's a lot of sports that don't have a social factor to it. You just come out and play.
Mm-hmm.
But this sport does. Speak to that.
Absolutely. We didn't do anything last year after games, but I'm trying to figure out a way to do something after the games this year to have like a social event. You know, every week, Tuesday night, after we finish our games, we go and eat and have a drink somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's so close to downtown Opelika.
Yeah, I was about to say.
You know, it's a great spot.
There's tons of opportunity for that on a Tuesday night. For
absolutely.
Sure.
And that's part of, go ahead, Ben.
No, I was just going to say, that's the easiest way to get involved in the community. I mean, because that's correct. The thing. If I tell people that ask all the time, they're like, well, I just don't have anything to do. I'm like, there's tons of stuff to do.
Engage. Like, the key word, engage.
Yeah. Yes, if you just sit in your apartment or your house.
You're not going to find it.
Or you're, you know, wherever you're sitting and you're not looking for something to do, then you're not going to find anything to do. You can just sit and watch television. But other than that, there's always something happening.
It's great networking. I mean, between, like, you know, sports that are social, you know, Ultimate Frisbee, we got to mention pickleball, you know, all these other sports, disc golf, you know, there's a lot of archery, there's a lot of social sports, and it is a great way to gain new, you know, new friends, business client, whatever it is, just be a part of something cool.
Well, I've told a buddy of mine, he was asking, I said, listen, I can't do it because I'm here in the morning, but you and I have talked about the early basketball league or whatever.
That's the type I need.
I've got two or three buddies that have literally gotten jobs from playing in the morning men's basketball league.
That's awesome.
Or switch jobs there, you know, for that. And so
always be networking.
When you talk about networking, nothing against the after hours things that you may do or something of that nature, but activities like this, number one, you already have a common something to talk
bond,
about.
Yep.
There's
right,
a common bond. There's you know, you got a rapport now with one another. And then somebody says, you know, we got this job opening. I mean, and that's what you do.
And they know you.
And they know you, and they can see clearly in sport, you see people's character, you see people, how they react, how they deal with adversity.
Things that come out like, well, I didn't know that person was that competitive. It's like if you ever walk up with a group of people that play pickleball together and you don't.
Yeah.
You feel left out.
Yeah. Dude,
sorry to,
crazy.
You know, I love my pickleball people, but I'm one of those that's like, oh my God, I can't speak your language, nor do I, you know, get it all, but I love the sport as far as from my side of
it.
But, you know, there's a lot of that with Ultimate Frisbee. But yeah, give them a follow on Instagram and everything else, Ultimate Frisbee of Opelika, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then, of course, Ben, we'll get the link and we'll send it out and share it. And then I know you've got information. If not, we'll get it on our website, aotourism.com, as far as the event. The clinics, practices,
and,
all that.
Also, you know, with signups, I said it's $45, $50. Mm-hmm. You get a jersey for your team. You get a disc.
Okay.
So if you don't have a Frisbee, you're going to get one for signing up. And so you can throw before or after we play. You can, you know, throw with your kids on the weekend or whatever.
Mm-hmm. What a deal.
I mean, we had I said 16 to 100 as an age, you know, restriction. Yeah. But, like, I mean, we had two guys in their 60s, I think,
that's awesome.
Were out there playing. We had a girl that was 16 years old. We've got that age range is legitimate. It's not, I'm not just trying to be funny. I mean,
and I'll add this. what a lot of people don't realize on, like, when it comes to the sports tourism side and bidding on things, Reed and his group, and then leading in with the Auburn University Ultimate Frisbee Club and Auburn University Recreation and staff, we were able to put in a bid for hosting the Collegiate Club Regional through USA Ultimate. Those are the stair step opportunities. Without someone like Reed, without having a local base of people growing a sport here, without obviously the facilities, but without the collaboration, I mean, Reed worked directly with Aubrey and then of course the club and through the university, and it's a matter of just if, I mean, it's when we host that, not if. You know, but those are the neat opportunities from my side of it that's really neat to see. That's kind of the icing on the cake and the bonus. So I appreciate what you helped us with on that, because tourism, just like we couldn't have done it without y'all and y'all couldn't have done it without us, it's just a great collaboration. So I'm excited to see this grow in our community.
I love it. What else you boys want to get to before we get out of here?
Hey, women's tennis hosting regional. Oh, yeah. Congrats to the Auburn University women's
Riley's
tennis team.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. We were working with the collaboration. I know Riley was busy at around 4 o'clock, 4:30 yesterday. I was watching the NCAA selection show. Congrats to coaches and the team. And then the men's are also in the NCAA, just not hosting, but also going into the NCAA. So we're busy with regionals and upcoming USA Diving Nationals and
Bo Bikes
Bama this weekend.
Oh, one gosh. Largest, I mean, snuck up on me.
Literally the last ride.
The last ride with the largest amounts of.
You want me same place?
Same place. Yeah, we've got the same rest stop. We're the best. Come on, if you think you otherwise, let's go.
We got a theme every year.
What's your theme this year? Have you, or is that a surprise?
You're going to have to ride and find out.
Or just come out and enjoy.
That ain't happening.
You got to come out to Little Texas.
That's right.
Don't go to Texas. It's not in Texas. But no, it's just extremely busy. But hey, blessed to be stressed and rather be busy than not.
Blessed to be stressed.
Yes. I will say, and Anthony brought up a good point. It is the last ride. You know, and I mean, this was started kind of as a, hey, where will we go with this from here? And
from the tornadoes.
Yep.
It was a disaster relief for the state, all from the tornadoes in Tuscaloosa.
The fact that it turned into this is.
Yeah.
Wow.
And now Bo is like, all right.
Look, all good things, you know, from an event perspective, I have been a part of a lot of events where it's like some myself that I plan where it's like, oh, we're seeing this thing kind of dwindle. And it's not dwindling in a negative way, but things just change. Things happen. Mm-hmm. And all good things, as they say, you know, come to an end sometimes. And it's not a negative end. It's just.
Right. No, especially with this one, because this literally, as we said, started with the tornadoes. It was going to be a 1-year thing.
Right.
Then all of a sudden.
Grew to what
it
was.
Yeah. Then it was like, well, we had such a great turnout. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, we had a great turnout. Let's do it again.
Then this thing called COVID came.
Yeah.
And threw a wrench and all that.
Then that was the whole, that was the whatever it is.
We're still ending on that note, which is great.
It was like, do it at home and all that kind of stuff. Remember the COVID thing where you were supposed to do it on your own and turn in
your virtual rides.
Yeah. And
things those tourism folks don't like.
Virtual
runs, virtual rides, watch it on TV.
You can't get your rest stop in Little Texas when you do the virtual ride. You know what I mean?
Look, we love broadcast. We love TV.
I know.
But it's a balance of like, hey, did you stay home because of that? Or did you actually? Now, we learned our earned media, and that's where Travis's life comes in and world and love and everything. But yeah, it's just, it's fun to be in Auburn Opelika right now. Sometimes we say how busy it is, but hey, aotourism.com, a little shameless plug for the website.
There you
see all the events going on, local, community, and sports and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Hit the volunteer tab. Before I go, I do want you to mention this really quickly. I know this is not tourism related. We've got a golf tournament coming up pretty soon.
I mean, technically it is. We have Utah, Florida, Boston, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida,
that's
North Carolina,
tourism
event.
Yeah.
Aces for Austin, Monday, May 19th. We're almost sold out of golf teams. We got like one slot left. Hey, we still accept sponsors and donations, all that. But thank you. Appreciate that.
You can still contribute as well. Go to AustinFirstFoundation.org for more information. That's Austin First. That's a 1ST.
God, you say it better than my wife. The reason is, last thing, we did a podcast with Play Easy, and she literally, I like softball tossed it to her and says, give the website, AustinFirst.org. So guess what? We went and bought AustinFirst.org off domain.com yesterday.
There you go. That's how that works.
There you go.
Welcome to radio business. I think we got about 16 different radio websites. If you go there, it'll just jump you back to us. So smart man. He's a leader for a reason. Not just a pretty face, Travis. Just know that. All right. Auburn Opelika this morning. Your news talk and information station as we talk tourism. Hey, don't forget to hit the volunteer tab when you go to aotourism.com as well. You get some cool swag. Plus, you get some free lunches from time to time. Head on over there and check them out. aotourism.com.
The only station to ever be named Alabama Station of the Year twice. News Talk, WABC.